Welcome back to the Earl Lankford Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Steve, you were saying before we went to break.
Earl, you got your Bucks hat on. This is a phenomenal statistic. We finished up the year. We went through all of our months. And guess how many fatalities we had in July last year?
In the city of Milwaukee?
In the city of Milwaukee.
From reckless driving?
From reckless driving. Accidents? From reckless driving.
20.
One. Our normal number is about 20. And our DOT guy, Jeremy, he's sitting there during the meeting, and he said, you know, I'm calling this the Bucks effect. During that Bucks run, we only have one fatality in the city of Milwaukee. And he said, I went through the stats a couple times just to make sure. And he said, you know what it tells me? It can be done. When people are focused on positive things, excitement in the community, and engaged, they do not drive recklessly. I was amazed. All of us were amazed. Now, the other thing that I wanted to get to, and Judge Mosley is on the committee, and he was sitting there the last meeting, and he said, you know, we need to think about the effects of this towing. Individuals, and you bring it up, Earl, there are so many individuals. Last year, out of all the tickets that were issued, 954 of these individuals pulled over did not have licenses, and the cars aren't registered, etc. They're going to be pulled over. What he pointed out to us is if they have outstanding tickets, warrants, all that affects their lives, they have not taken care of, they've not been compliant, the car is going to the impound lot and they're going to district court.
You know,
so it's a big issue for us to think about. Their lives are going to be impacted. It's $105 for that car getting towed. It's 20
a day.
20 a day. They only have 15 days. If they need to get their license, they need to get that car insured, and they need to get that car registered before they can take it off the lot, and they're in district court for whatever, they're not going to have 15 days.
So let's say this, because if anybody who has a car that has some value and doesn't have it insured, then you know that it's basically a throwaway car.
Yeah.
Anybody who has a car with value, it's going to be insured. And anybody who owns something like a home, or anything else, is certainly not going to risk losing everything that they have by not being insured. So let's cut down the numbers and really kind of look at the people and the kind of vehicles we're talking about. We're talking about people who can afford their throwaway vehicles. And, you know, it's a vehicle that basically gets them from point A to point B. And they're not going to be really concerned about getting that type of vehicle back. So a lot of those vehicles are going to be destroyed. Because number one, if you're one of those people who are driving without any of those things, you really don't have a lot of things to protect in your life. And you're really just, you know, on the fringe. So I don't think there's going to be an issue with people coming back to get those vehicles, unless, again, it's what we said before, someone like you or me, who has a home and has stability and lends his car to somebody, that that's the person that you are talking about who is going to then maybe realize, I can't do this anymore. Even though it's my son and I love him, I'm not going to put the things that I have, you know, out there to lose. And the fact that, you may be sued and lose everything you have is reason enough for you to say, hey, son, sorry. You know, I can't do it anymore. Things have changed.
And that's a good story. Mabel at Sherman Park Community Association brings it up. She got one ticket as a teenager. That was it. Their parents said, the bus is yours. You're not driving our car anymore. And that's when people step in and take charge of the lives, their lives, and the lives of their loved ones. That's the only way we're going to stop this, Earl. We have to get involved.
But let's also think about where we live and where you and I live and the cost with the increase in our automobile insurance.
Oh, mercy.
And our homeowner's insurance because of this. You know, you and I have clearly made a decision that we're not leaving our neighborhoods.
Right.
There are other people like us. There are a lot of people who leave and they say, well, I don't know why you're still staying there. I like my neighborhood. I like my neighbors. You and I live in the most diverse neighborhood in the entire state of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. This is just a fact. And it works, and we get along in our communities and in our neighborhoods. We are not separated. And so we like that. And so we're not going to let somebody, or me personally, and I think you and others, we're not going to let somebody run us out of our neighborhood. And as I say to my neighbors, and they say, Earl, is it time to go? And I say to them, we can't stop people from driving through our neighborhoods. The issue is not our neighborhood. It's people who drives in and out of our neighborhoods. Am I off base?
You're spot on. That's exactly the issue. And the other thing is, how many individuals are coming into our neighborhood that do not belong here?
Right.
Coming to buy drugs, coming to do whatever they're doing, sometimes even racing on our streets because police aren't around. And so it's not until we start saying enough's enough, call that in right away and get control of our neighborhood. And that's what's happened here. People suddenly said, we're enough, enough's enough. And Alderman Rainey stepped up and said, okay, enough's enough. I'm getting behind this. We got to get people involved, engaged.
So again, it's something that needs to be spread all over the entire city, neighborhoods all over the city. You know, so what has been the dialogue and conversation with Chief Norman?
Chief Norman, I've talked to him twice already. The dialogue with him is more engagement. Officers more involved.
And I know who he is, so.
And Captain Dunn sits on our committee. Very active, very involved, has helped us out immensely to try to talk about these things, try to get our arms around how to begin to address this issue.
It's time for me to get Chief Norman on the
air. Yes, you should, definitely.
I know him. I know him well. He's a really good man. He's the right guy for the job because he knows that the answer is not more police. Nope. He knows that the answer is engagement with community.
That's it.
Yeah, he really is, and there's no other way around it. But you know, man, listen, it's good that we reconnected.
Yes.
I'll have you on again, Steve, as we, you know, start moving towards warmer weather because we know everything ramps up even more when it starts to get warm.
Well, Earl, May 1st is the towing deadline. So we should get back together 2 weeks before May 1st to talk about this.
You and I will certainly talk about it. Really appreciate it. Let the neighbors know I'm going to be joining the meetings. And,
that's great.
and you know, we'll be able to use the airwaves to make sure our message gets out.
Perfect. Thank you. I appreciate having me on this morning.
Anytime, my friend. Anytime people are doing good work, I'm there to support them. That's my good friend, Mr. Steve O'Connell. When we come back, we're going to be joined by none other than Ed Vallone, the new president of the Fire and Police Commission in the City of Milwaukee. You tune into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.